We're in Simin Shin Tes Zayin. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hey. Siv Dalet Persim Machzeles Al Gabi HaKaveres Mokom Shemiskansim Bo Hadvarim Lasos Dvash. You are allowed to go and put a mat over a beehive to keep the sun out keep the rain out. Ubavad Shelo Yechavin Lotzud. It's got to be that your kavana is not to keep the bees from running away. It's got to be talking about a mat that has holes so the bees could theoretically fly away. That means you need both conditions. Now the Bir Alocha asks Akasha that if it's not a psik resha, that means that the bees can escape. If the bees can escape, then they're not trapped. If they're not trapped, who cares if my kavana is to trap them? That's his kasha. The answer is that the fact that it's not a psik resha doesn't mean that they're not trapped. The definition of trapped, where I can get them easily, will even include a case where there's this tiny hole that they could escape from. Because the odds are that they're not going to escape through that tiny hole. So the only thing that is not is it's not a psik resha, meaning it's considered the kind of place where if I have kavana to trap, I am going. We will consider this an act of trapping. Yet if I don't have kavana to trap, we wouldn't call it a psik resha. That is the Bir Alocha's terror. It's a very interesting alocha that a small hole where the bees could escape from, but it's not so probable, would be considered trapping if I'm mechaving, but would not constitute a psik resha if I am not mechaving. Now here the Mishnah Berurah brings that if you set up a trap, if an animal walks into it immediately, then you're chayiv for tzedah, for trapping. Whereas if it takes time till the animal walks into it, then it's a drabban and it's only a grama. It's patur aval aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, therefore you cannot set a mouse trap in the house on Shabbos, because if the animal walks into it at any point on Shabbos, then I'm considered a grama. Sifhei, tzvi shenichnas l'toch habayis. A deer walked into the house. V'nol echad b'fonof. And one person goes and locks the door on him. Chayiv. So the halach is he's chayiv. Nolu shnayim. What happens if two people went and got the door closed? Pturim. The halach is that they're potter. Why is that? Two people doing the work of one. If you have something that either one could have done, and they both do it together, so we have a limud. The pasuk says, ba'asosah. You're only chayev chatas for doing a complete malacha, whereas if you're doing half the malacha, the halacha is that you're potter. Ein echad yochol lino v'nolu shnayim. What happens if one person alone couldn't do it? Chayovim. They're both chayev. Two people doing the work of two, there the halacha is that you are chayev. The Gemara has limudim for this. This even means that what happens if... someone does it in a way, say he's holding the door with one hand. If he could, he could have put his whole weight on the door and that would have held it down. He's only got one hand there. And the other person also couldn't have done it on his own. That would be called Ze'ina Yachal. And the two of them would be Chayiv. Whereas, if what happens if one of them is a Yachal and the other one's an Eina Yachal, one of them could have held the door down all by himself and the other one could not have. The halach is the one that could is chayiv, and the one that couldn't, we say, is not really doing much. We say that that's the way it's being, it's the work is being being distributed. Haga, says the Rama now, the im ha-pesach kvar magufaf, if the door is closed, mutal and alab, not only you're allowed to lock you're allowed to lock it, because as far as the deer is concerned, there's not much difference between a closed door and a locked door. He is not going to be able to open the door handle. Now, the halacha is if you have a deer tied up in an apartment, and you go ahead and close the door, that's fine because he was tied up. Now someone goes and unties him. So it turns out that in retrospect, your closing of the door is what's causing him to continue to be trapped. That's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the case of a bird. So a bird, once a bird is at home, it's easy to catch him. He always flies back into his cage. A new bird. He's still a stranger to your home. So the halach is when he flies around your house, he's considered loose. You can't get him easily. If he flies into the cage, you can't shut the door. What happens if you close the door and walk into your house? Now you realize there's a deer sitting there. The halach is you don't have to go open the door because at the time you closed it, you didn't realize it. So there's no need to go now and open the door. What happens if you knew there was a deer in the house, but you forgot that it was Shabbos? So there the halacha is that if you locked it, if you close the door, you must open it now. Because since you knew the deer was there, the halacha is you're just a shogeg, and the halacha is a shogeg, you have to undo it, if at all possible. So these are the halachas as far as trapping, and the truth is that all these halachas would apply to any animal. We saw before the Mishnah Berurah said that in a case where it's very cold, if your kavan is not to trap, you could be making and shut the door.